1 Chronicles, chapter 26. For the courses of the doorkeepers of the Korahites, Meshelemiah the son of Kor, of the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons, Setcharar the firstborn, Jediel the second, Sebidar the third, Jathnil the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Elihonai the seventh. Obdidim had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joe the third, and Sakar the fourth, and Nethanel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pulatai the eighth, for God blessed him. Also to Shemaiah his son were sons born, who ruled over the house of their father, for they were mighty men of valour. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, and Raphael, and Obdi-Elzabad, whose brothers were valiant men, Elihu, and Semeshar. All these were of the sons of Obdidim, they and their sons, and their brothers, able men in strength for the service, 6-2 of Obdidim. Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, valiant men, 18. Also Hosser, of the children of Merari, had sons, Shimri the chief, for though he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him chief, Hakar the second, Tibelar the third, Setcharai the fourth. All the sons and brothers of Hosser were 13. Of these were the courses of the doorkeepers, even of the chief men, having offices like their brothers, to minister in the house of Yahweh. They cast lots, as well the small as the great, according to their father's houses, for every gate. The lot eastward fell to Shelemiah. Then for Zechariah his son, a discreet counsellor, they cast lots, and his lot came out northward, to Obdijam southward, and to his sons the storehouse, to Shapim and Hosser westward, by the gate of Shalachith, at the causeway that goes up, watch against watch. Eastward were 6 Levites, northward 4 a day, southward 4 a day, and for the storehouse 2 and 2. For Parbar westward, 4 at the causeway, and 2 at Parbar. These were the courses of the doorkeepers of the sons of the Korahites, and of the sons of Merari. Of the Levites, Ahijah was over the treasures of the house of God, and over the treasures of the dedicated things. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonites belonging to Ladan, the heads of the father's houses belonging to Ladan the Gershonite, Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zethim, and Joel his brother, over the treasures of the house of Yahweh. Of the Amramites, of the Isharites, of the Hebronites, of the Uzzielites, and Shebuel, the son of Jershim, the son of Moses, was ruler over the treasures. His brothers of Elizakim were Hebar his son, and Tishire his son, and Jerem his son, and Zikri his son, and Shelemoth his son. This Shelemoth and his brothers were over all the treasures of the dedicated things, which David the king, and the heads of the father's houses, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the host had dedicated. Out of the spoil won in battles did they dedicate to repair the house of Yahweh. All that Samuel the seer, and Saul the son of Kish, and Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah, had dedicated, whoever had dedicated anything, it was under the hand of Shelemoth and of his brothers. Of the Isharites, Chineniah and his sons were for the outward business over Israel, for officers and judges. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, men of valour, 1,700, had the oversight of Israel beyond the Jordan westward, for all the business of Yahweh, and for the service of the king. Of the Hebronites was Jerijah the chief, even of the Hebronites, according to their generations, by fathers' houses. In the 40th year of the reign of David they were sought for, and there were found among them mighty men of valour at Jazer of Gilead. His brothers, men of valour, were 2,700, heads of fathers' houses, whom King David made overseers over the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites, for every matter pertaining to God, and for the affairs of the king.